Hallelujah. Peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 各位弟兄姐妹们，大家平安。
This afternoon, our topic is a belt which is bound around a man's waist.
今天下午我们要一起查考的题目是紧贴人腰的带子。
We know we have many different sets of clothing in our closet.
我们每一个人在自己的衣柜里面都有很多不一样的衣服。
I think living in Canada, we don't worry about whether we have clothes or not, but we worry about what kind of clothes do we want to wear.
在加拿大，我们不用担心有没有衣服穿，我们要担心的是要穿哪一件衣服。
And for sister, always we'll say the reason for shopping is I still need one more set.
那姐妹可能就说。为什么要去买衣服呢？因为我就少了那一件。
So always can get what you want.
我们都可以得到我们想要的东西。
However, we know even though we may have a lot of different clothing, but we cannot wear them all in a particular time.
虽然我们有那么多的衣服，但我们不能够一次把所有的都穿上。
Most of the clothes we have is just put in the closet.
大部分的衣服都放在衣柜里面。
And one day we'll just donate to the charity.
那有一天可能不能救了，我们就把它捐献出来。
However, we do have one or two sets of clothing which we specially delight and is a favorite.
那可能有自己最喜欢的那一件衣服就一直放在那边。
And we always tend to wear about it.
我们也常常拿出来穿。
In the Bible, use many different kind of relationship to describe God and us.
在圣经里面我们可以看到很多的形容、形容我们跟神的关系。
However, this one particular relationship is very interesting.
那其中一个非常的有趣。
The Bible describes God as a human waist and us is just like the leather belt, the linen belt.
圣经告诉我们说神就是那个腰，我们就是系在腰上的带子。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 13.
我们请看耶利米书第十三章。
Today we'll study Jeremiah, chapter 13, verse 1 to 11.
我们今天要查考的是耶利米书十三章一到十一节。
Jeremiah, chapter 13, verse 1 to 11.
耶利米书十三章一到十一节。第一节，耶和华对我如此说，你去买一根麻布袋子束腰，不可放在水中。第二节，我就照着耶和华的话买了一根袋子束腰。三节，耶和华的话第二次临到我说，要拿着你所买的腰带，就是你腰上的袋子，起来往伯拉河去，将腰带藏在那里的磐石穴中。第五节，我就去照着耶和华所吩咐我的，将腰带藏在伯拉河边。过了多日，耶和华对我说，你起来往伯拉河去，将我吩咐你藏在那里的腰带取出来。我就往伯拉河去，将腰带从我所藏的地方刨出来，见腰带已经变坏，毫无用了。第八节，耶和华的话临到我说，耶和华如此说，我必照样败坏犹大的骄傲和耶路撒冷的大骄傲，这恶民不肯听我的话，按自己顽梗的心而行，随从别神侍奉敬拜，他们也必像这腰带变为无用。第十一节，耶和华说，腰带怎样紧贴人腰，照样我也使以色列全家和犹大全家紧贴我，好叫他们属我为子民，使我得名声，得颂赞，得荣耀，他们却不认识，不肯听。
This is the prophetic message delivered by Prophet Jeremiah.
这个就是神要耶利米先知所传的讯息。
In the times of Jeremiah, the people of Israel, they highly rebel against God.
在耶利米那个时代，那个时候的以色列人，他们悖逆顽梗，不听神的话。
God has been using prophets to preach warning against them.
那个时候，神差遣许多的先知来传警告。
But they don't listen.
但是他们不听。
So now this time, God wants to use a new method of delivering his message.
所以这一次，神用一个新的讯息来告诉他们。
God told the prophet Jeremiah to perform a symbolic act.
这边神叫耶利米先知做了一件事情，
象征的动作，
象征的动作。
So God is always very creative. He used all different kind of method to warn us, to teach us.
所以神他是非常有想象力的，用不同的方法来教导我们，指导我们。
He told Jeremiah to buy a belt.
他告诉耶利米在这边去买一个袋子。
And then put it aside for a long time.
把它藏在石头下面。
And then after a long time.
那过了一段时间之后。
Go to get it.
把它挖出来。
But discover it is spoiled, it's rotten already.
但是那个时候发现已经坏掉，毫无用处了。
So this belt is to describe the people of Israel.
那这个袋子就是说以色列犹大的人。
Because they departed from the Lord.
因为他们离开了神。
They were very proud.
他们非常的骄傲。
They worship idol.
他们去敬拜那没有偶像。
They never repent.
他们没有悔改。
So after a long time, they were rotten, they were useless.
所以过了一下子之后，他们已经变坏，毫无用处了。
So today we would like to study this passage.
所以今天我们就要来看这一段经文。
The first session we would like to discuss about why the belt become useless.
第一点，我们要看说为什么它会变成无用这个袋子。
This is very important.
这个非常的重要。
Something.Which is at the beginning can be useful, but later can become useless.
一样东西它本来非常的有用，为什么后来会变无用呢？
Here is a few reasons.
这边有几个原因。
The fundamental reason is because the belt has departed from the waist.
对，重要的一个原因就是因为这个带子已经离了腰。
We know if we keep on wearing the belt.
我们知道如果我们一直的来使用这根腰带。
Or we keep on wearing on putting on a cloth.
或者是我们一直使用我们的衣服
，the body heat will dry up all the moisture in the belt or in the cloth。
我们身体的热度就会把这个袋子
弄干，
弄干。
As I share with you, I had a very beautiful 毛衣哈，那个 cloth。
I have a， 我本来有一个非常美丽的毛衣
啊。But I dare not to. I think it's too beautiful, so I should reserve for later. The very.
So 我就想说啊，这个衣服太漂亮，我太喜欢了，要留着以后来穿。
And one day I said, okay, finally, this is the day I want to like to wear it.
有一天我就想，这一天很重要的一天，我要把它拿出来穿。
Suddenly discover the mold, the insect already make a few hole, make it a new garment.
那我发现已经被虫穿动了。
But however, no matter how dirty your clothes, but if you keep wearing it every day, the insect will not eat, the moist will not eat up your clothes.
你如果每天穿这件衣服，它就不会被虫所咬。
Because the body heat is there.
因为你身体的温暖在那边。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样的。
Bible tells us we are the belt.
告诉我们，我们就是这根皮带。
If we are close to God,
如果我们接近神的话，
we will not get rotten.
我们就不会坏。
However, the people of Israel, why they were rotten?
为什么以色列人在这边他们会坏掉呢？
Because they forget about God.
因为他们忘记了神。
They were proud.
他们非常的骄傲。
And verse 9 tells us Jerusalem was exceedingly proud.
第九节这边甚至说耶路撒冷的大骄傲。
Why would a person become proud?
一个人为什么会骄傲呢？
When he thinks he has everything, he'll be proud.
他可能是因为他想说他什么都有了。
When he was poor, he will not be proud.
一个人贫穷困难的时候，他不会骄傲。
When a person was sick, he cannot be proud.
一个生病病痛的人，他骄傲不起来。
When a person was desperate, he cannot be proud.
一个人他非常拼命的时候，他骄傲不起来。
However, when he has everything,
但是当一个人什么都有了
，he started to be different.
他开始改变。
Moses already foresee what is going to happen.
摩西那个时候已经看到以后以色列人的情况。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 31.
我们请看生命记第三十一章。
Verse 20.
生命记三十一章第二十节。
Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 20 to 21.
生命记三十一章二十到二十一节，因为我将他们领进我向他们列祖起誓应许那牛奶与蜜之地，他们在那里吃得饱足，身体肥胖，就必偏向别神侍奉他们，藐视我，背弃我的约。第三二十一节，那时有许多灾祸患灾难临到他们，这歌必在他们面前做见证，他们后裔的口中必念诵不忘。我为领他们到我所启示应许之地以先，他们所怀的意念我都知道了。
Moses led the people of Israel out of Egypt and the Canaan.
摩西把以色列人带领出埃及，进入迦南美地。
Now Moses already about to die.
这个时候摩西已经走到了他生命的尽头。
And he already warned the people of Israel.
他在这边警告以色列人。
Now you have nothing, of course you will trust in God.
现在你什么都没有，当然你会依靠相信神。
One day you eat the Lord, you become satisfied, you can gain weight, and you forget about God.
有一天你吃得饱足，身体肥胖，你就忘记了神。
They will leave God.
你会偏向别神。
And history proved Moses was right.
那后来的历史当中证明了他在这边所说的是对的。
Right after the entering Canaan,
在他们进到迦南地之后
，Right after the death of Joshua,
在耶稣亚死掉之后，
约书亚 ，They already started to worship idol.
他们马上偏离了神去拜偶像。
And、after they worship idol, they started to lose everything they have.
他们开始敬拜偶像之后，他们丧失了所有。
Let's turn to the book of Second Chronicle chapter 36.
我们请看历代志下第36章。
Second Chronicle chapter 36.
历代志下36章。
When I read this history, I was always very sad.
每次我读到这段历史的时候，感觉非常的伤心。
Verse 17.
我们请看17节。所以耶和华使加勒底人的王来攻击他们，在他们圣殿里用刀杀了他们的壮丁，不连续他们的少男处女老人白首，耶和华将他们都交在加勒底王手里。
18.
第18节，加勒底王将神殿里的大小器皿与耶和华殿里的财宝，并王和众首领的财宝，都带到巴比伦去了。19节，加勒底人焚烧神的殿，拆毁耶路撒冷的城墙，用火烧了城里的宫殿，毁坏了城里宝贵的器皿。
Here tell us is the conclusion of the history in the book of Chronicles.
这边就是在他历代以来历史的一个结论。
This is a very sad ending, isn't it?
这是一个非常可怜悲伤的结局。
At the beginning was King David, was King Solomon, they have everything.
在一开始，大卫王、所罗门王，他们享尽天下的荣华富贵。
But at the end of this book, it tells us they have nothing at all.
那在这本书的最后面，告诉我们他们丧失了一切。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because they leave the law.
因为他们离开了神。
That's why they lose everything.
这就是为什么他们会丧失所有。
Because they committed sin.
因为他们犯罪得罪了神。
They also lost everything.
所以就丧失了全部。
They become a useless belt.
他们成为了一个无用的皮带、腰带。
Rotten.
已经坏掉了。
Of no use.
毫无所用。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样的。
If a person commit a sin.
如果一个人犯罪了，
if a person leave the law,
如果一个人离开了真神，
become useless.
他就成为毫无所用。
Look at Judas.
请看犹大。
He was one of the 12 disciples.
他本来是神所拣选十二使徒的一个。
God chose him to bear this very important task.
神拣选了他一个，给他一个很重大的任务。
God gave him the opportunity to work as a treasurer to keep money.
神给他这个机会，耶稣给他这个机会，能够来管理他们的钱财。
Lord Jesus trusted him the most.
耶稣相信了他，最相信他。
However, what happened to him?
那发生了什么事情
？Because of the 30 pieces of silver.
就因为30两银子
，He sold Jesus Christ.
他把耶稣卖了。
So what did he have?
他剩下了什么呢
？Let's turn to the book of Matthew 27.
我们请看马太福音第27章。
Matthew chapter 27.
马太福音27章。
Matthew chapter 27 verse 3.
我们看第三节。这时候卖耶稣的犹大看见耶稣已经定了罪，就后悔，把那30块钱拿回来给祭司长和长老说。第四节，我卖了无辜之人的血是有罪了。他们说，那与我们有什么相干？你自己承担吧。
Verse 5.
第五节，犹大就把那银钱丢在店里，出去吊死了。
So this is very miserable ending of Judas the Iscariot.
这是一个非常凄惨的一个结尾。
He because of the 30 pieces of money, he lost everything.
就因为那30块钱，他丧失了一切。
First, he lost the 30 pieces of silver he earned, the blood money.
首先，那30块钱他也没有得到。
He earned, but he cannot use it.
他拿到了，但是他并不能够享用。
Secondly, he lost his own life.
第二点，他丧失了自己的生命。
Thirdly, he lost the apostleship.
第三点，他丧失了成为使徒宝贵的这个身份。
Fourthly, he lost his eternal life.
第四点，他丧失了他的永生。
So you see, when a person leave God, he has nothing left.
所以当一个人看到离开神之后，丧失了一切。
So this leather belt, after he left the master, become rotten slowly, slowly.
这个袋子离开了他的主人，慢慢的就坏掉了。
Second teaching, why would this belt be useless?
第二点，为什么这个袋子会变成无用呢？
Because it leaves the body, which means Lord Jesus Christ.
因为它离开了耶稣的身体，
then become useless.
变成无用。
Some people said,
有些人说，
salvation is personal.
他说这个救恩是个人的。
I just believe my Jesus.
我只要相信自己的神耶稣。
I pray at home.
我自己在家里祷告。
I read Bible at home.
我在家里读圣经。
I can still be saved.
我还是一样能够得救。
Because Jesus is my personal savior.
因为耶稣是我个人的救主。
It sounds very convenient teaching.
听起来好像很简单。
But is it correct?
是真的吗？
Let's turn to the book of John chapter 15.
我们看约翰福音第十五章。
John chapter 15 verse 4.
约翰福音十五章的第四节。
John chapter 15 verse 4.
约翰福音十五章第四节，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。
Verse 5.
第五节，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们。就不能做什么。第六节，人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
Here Lord Jesus compare himself as the true vine.
这边耶稣告诉我们，他就是真葡萄树。
And what about us? We are just like the branches.
我们就好像那个枝子。
If the branches is cut off from the main vine,
如果这个枝子从葡萄树上被剪下来了，
it'll dry up, it'll die.
它就枯干就死了。
Just like recently, last week, the windstorm killed many trees.
就好像上个礼拜我们知道最近有很大风把很多树都吹倒了。
Many branches were blown off.
很多枝子都被吹下来断掉了。
What happened to the branches?
那些枝子后来怎么样呢？
At the beginning, you think this is normal, it's nothing happened, there is still a branch.
我们看到它还是一样是普通的枝子。
But right after the moment, the branch fall off the tree.
可是当它从树上掉下来的时候，
The life, the water, the nutrition stop providing to the branches.
它就得不到更多从树干来的滋润。
First, it will not grow.
第一，它不会再成长。
Secondly, it will become dry.
它会越来越枯干。
Thirdly, it will become yellow.
第三，它会变黄。
And if a prolonged period of time is like this, it becomes dead.
如果过了一段时间之后，他就死了。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样的。
We Christian cannot survive spiritually by our own.
我们基督徒不能够自己灵性上不能够自己来站独立的住。
We have to attach to the branch to the main vine, which is Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要接上这个真葡萄树，就是耶稣。
So where is this tree?
这个树在哪里？
This is the body of Jesus.
这个就是耶稣的身体。
This is the church.
教会就是耶稣的身体。
If we leave the church,
如果我们离开了教会，
sooner or later our spiritual life will die.
不久时间之后，你的灵命就会消失了。
There was a sister.
有一位姐妹。
When he was in her own country, she was very fervent.
在自己的国家里面，她非常的虔诚。
Always go to church.
非常热心，常常来到教会。
And later she moved to UK.
后来她搬家搬到了英国。
At the beginning, she also tried to find a way to the church and join the services.
她一开始也是尽量的要来找地方聚会。
At the beginning, she was fervent.
一开始非常的有信心。
But later, because of the busyness of life,
后来但是因为世上的烦恼越来越忙碌。
She tried to work more hours, earn more money.
她想要工作更多的时间，赚更多的钱。
At the beginning, she can go to church every week.
一开始他每个礼拜都能够来到教会。
Later she compromised because the boss wants her work more hours, so every 2 weeks.
可是后来因为
他的老板
想要他做多一点时间，他就两个礼拜来一次。
And then later once a month.
到最后来一个月一次。
And then later only see her during the spiritual convocation.
那后来甚至只有在灵恩会的时候才看得到他。
And later even during the spiritual convocation didn't see her.
那最后连在教会里面都看不到他了。
People try to call him, try to visit him, but she declined.
那个时候弟兄姐妹关心打电话给他，但是他都拒绝。
And there was one time I was in UK.
有一次我到了英国。
I was walking on the street with one church board member.
我在路上走路跟一个负责人在一起。
And then in the Chinatown, suddenly the board member recognized, oh, that was a sister.
那在他们那边的中国城，他们就看到一个，就看到那一位姐妹。
And then the sister was very embarrassed.
那个姐妹非常的
很尴尬，
很尴尬。
She was at that moment. She has another man, another male stood beside him, beside her.
她跟一位男士在一起。
And immediately the sister tried to make a sign, 那个眼色 disappear, get lost.
那她就用一个眼神叫那个人走开。
And then we know what happened.
我们知道发生了什么事情。
The sister already has a husband back in her own country.
那一位姐妹在自己的国家里面已经有了一个丈夫。
But after a prolonged period of time.
但是过了一段时间之后。
Because lacking coming for the church services.
因为不能够时常的来到教会。
Lacking receiving the word of God.
减少了圣经。
Lacking watchfulness.
没有警醒。
Finally, devil take control.
后来被魔鬼。No,
another man here. We already know what happened.
跟其他的男人在一起。
So this is very dangerous.
这个非常的危险。
Do not think, oh, I'm very strong. I don't need to be with the body of the vine.
不要想说我们自己非常的坚定，不用跟这个树在一起。
The third point, why will the bell become useless?
第三点，为什么这个皮带会没有用呢？
Just like the gift given to us, but we do not use it, then we can become useless. The gift become useless.
就好像如果我们今天得到了一个礼物，一个恩赐，如果我们不用的话，它就会变成无用了。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 25.
马太福音第25章。
Matthew, chapter 25.
马太福音25章。
From verse 14, we know this was the parable of the different talents.
从十四节开始，这边是一个才干的比喻。
We all know this story very well.
我们很清楚这个故事。
But let's look at verse 16 on.
我们来看第十六节开始。
16.
那领五千的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了五千。那领二千的照样也去赚了二千。但是那领一千的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。
Here tell us, the master, he have to go overseas very for a long period of time.
这边这个主人要到外国去一段时间。
And then give three servants three amount of money.
那把他三个仆人叫来，每个人给了一些钱。
The first one gave five talents.
第一个五千。
He worked very hard.
他很认真的去工作。
Earn another five talents.
又赚了五千。
Another one given two talents.
另外那个人领了两千。
And also worked very hard.
他也是一样努力的工作。
Also earned two talents.
也是赚了两千。
What does it tell us?
告诉我们什么呢？
This business is to do the work of God.
这些买卖就是为神做工。
You know, in worldly business, sometimes you earn, sometimes you lose.
在世界上的工作，世界上的买卖，有时候你赚钱，有时候会亏损。
However, if you do the work of God,
但是如果你为神做的话
，always earning,
一定会赚。
What does it mean?
什么事
？You work for God, God must remember you.
因为你为神做工，他就会记得你。
You work for God, God will be working with you.
你帮他做，他一样跟你一起做。
So there's no risk.
所以没有风险
100% is good for us.
一定会赚的。
However, the third servant received one talent but dig a hole and then bury it.
但第三个仆人他领了一千，他挖开了地把它藏了起来。
So totally not using it at all.
他就把它藏起来都没有拿去用。
So when the master come back, he take back the one talent and throw him out.
所以当主人回来的时候，他把这个一千块拿回来，把这个仆人赶出去。
So what does it tell us?
告诉我们什么呢？
Every brother and sister here,
每一位在座的各位弟兄姐妹，
we are given something from Lord Jesus Christ.
我们都从神那边领受到了一些。
Some is given more, five talents.
有些人得到了五千。
Some is given a little bit less, but still a lot, two talents.
有些人得到了两千，虽然不多，但是也是有。
Some is given one talent.
那有些人得到了一千。
Nobody can say, "Oh, Lord Jesus, I'm useless. You didn't give me anything."
没有人可以说主啊，你什么都没有给我。
Everyone has something.
每个人都有一些。
But if we do not use it,
但是如果我们没有去用的话
，the gift will become useless.
这个恩赐就会变得无用。
If we use it more,
你用的越多
，it become more.
你就得到的更多。
There was a testimony.
有一个见证。
Actually, just look at the Bible first.
其实我们看看圣经就知道。
At the beginning, there was a very famous person called Stephen in the Bible.
在圣经里面有一个非常有名的人叫做斯提凡。
At the beginning, he was not very famous. He was just among the seven who served the table.
一开始他并不是非常的出名，他只是七个执事里面的一位。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 6.
我们请看《使徒行传》第六章。
Acts chapter 6, verse 2.
使徒行传第六章的第二节。十二使徒叫众门徒来对他们说，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。
Verse 3.
第三节，所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七位，七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。
This is the development of the apostolic church.
这个就是那个时候使徒教会的发展。
When they develop, they need more workers.
他们发展的时候需要更多的工人。
More people participating in the work of God.
需要更多的人来参与教会的事工。
And then the church will grow more.
那教会就会更加的发展。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样。
Our church is very big now.
我们现在教会有非常多的弟兄姐妹。
But we need more brothers and sisters partake in the work.
我们需要更多的人来参与圣工。
So that the apostles they can go out to preach the gospel more.
所以这些使徒他们能够出去传福音。
Now, after a while, when they select the seven person, what do they do?
那他们选了这七个人是要来做什么呢
？At the beginning, Stephen was only serving the food, serving the table.
一开始，斯提凡就是选出来要管理饭食的。
He has the gift.
他有这个才干。
But maybe just a little bit of gift, just serve the table.
可能就是一点点恩赐，可以来帮助调理。
But later, God used him more.
但是后来，神重重的用他。
Let's look at verse 8.
我们来看第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节，斯提凡满得恩惠的能力，满得恩惠能力，在民间行了大奇事和神迹。
哇 ，He said, "The more you work, the more gift God give to you."
他做的越多，神给他的就更多。
And then he become a very powerful speaker.
他成为一个非常有能力的传道人。
When he speak, nobody can stop him.
他在说的时候，没有人能够抵挡他。
He was the first one die for Lord Jesus during the time.
他是在使徒。时代第一个为耶稣的名受死的。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样。
We may think, oh, I don't have much gift.
想说我们没有太多的恩赐。
I don't know how to do anything.
我什么都不知道怎么做。
But don't say that.
不要这样子讲。
God has some gift for you.
神一定他有要给你的恩赐。
Maybe just hidden, you don't know it now.
可能是隐藏的，你还没有被发掘出来。
So we have to explore it, we have to use it.
我们要发掘，要来使用它。
There was a sister.
有一位姐妹
When she heard about the encouragement from the pulpit, we have to preach the gospel.
她在听讲传道工人讲的时候，她听到说要去传福音。
She said, "I'm not educated."
她说我的教育程度不够。
How can I preach the gospel?
我怎么样来能够传福音呢
？I don't know the Bible very well.
我圣经都还没翻过一次。
How can I do it?
我怎么能够去传这本圣经呢
？But she prayed to Jesus.
但是她向神祷告。
I believe in you, Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我相信你。
I need to bring someone to you.
我想要带人来到你面前。
Otherwise, how can I face you in the judgment day?
如果没有的话，在那审判的那日，我怎么样才能够面对你
？God gave her the gift.
神给她的恩赐。
It's not that old. She can preach the Bible very eloquently. No.
不是说她圣经能够讲得非常的好。
God gave her the bold heart.
神给她一颗勇敢的心。
When she go to the marketplace,
她到了市场的地方。
When she buy food.
他买东西的时候
the person stand beside her,
在站在他旁边排队的人
she was very brave.
他就很勇敢
come to Lord Jesus Christ.
来跟我一起去聚会
we have evangelical service.
我们现在有布道会
I don't know how to explain to you.
我不知道要怎么样跟你讲解耶稣
But you just come and then we have preacher, we have deacons to explain to you.
只要来我们有传道有执事来跟你讲解
hey, thank God.Many times to testify, many truth seekers come.
那感谢神，他这样子做了很多次，带了很多慕道者来。
You have this gift, you use it, God will give you more.
有这个恩赐，你使用它，神就给你的更多。
However, if we do not use it,
如果我们没有去用的话
，and become less and less,
就越来越少
，and finally disappear,
最后就不见了。
Okay, now secondly, we talk about the useful belt.
第二点，我们要来讲有用的腰带。
Why the belt is useful?
这个腰带是为什么说它是有用的呢
？Anyway, the belt is supposed to be useful, isn't it?
当然，你腰带拿来就是要用的。
Okay, why is useful?
为什么有用
？First, because God bought it.
第一，这个腰带有用，因为是神买的。
Let's turn back to Jeremiah chapter 13.
我们来看回来耶利米书的第十三章。
Chapter 13, verse 1.
第一节，耶和华对我如此说，你去买一根麻布腰带束腰，不可放在水中。
Lord Jesus, I mean God told Jeremiah, you go to buy a belt.
神告诉耶利米去买这个腰带。
This is very important teaching.
非常的重要。
Go to buy it.
去买回来。
God also does shopping.
神他也会买东西。
I think two days later is Boxing Days.
过两天是我们这边的 Boxing Day.
Even though we don't celebrate Christmas, but we still do lots of shopping. Make use of this on sale time.
虽然我们没有庆祝圣诞节，但是我们会用这个机会去买一些东西购物。
Because lots of discount.
因为现在他们都在特价当中。
People have the urge. Wow, this is very cheap. Just buy, 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 buy at home.
所以可能心里就想说，现在很便宜，赶快买回来，先放在家里。
But oftentimes, the things we bought at home, we find it's not very useful.
可是后来发现，买回来了，过了一下子也没有再用。
But when God do shopping,
但是当神买一样东西的时候
，He always gets something useful for Him.
他一定买了这个东西，对他有用处。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样。
The Lord Jesus bought us.
今天神买了我们。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
我们看哥林多前书的第六章。
The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
第十八节，你们要逃避淫行，人所犯的无论是什么罪都在身子以外，唯有行淫的是得罪自己的身子。
Verse 19.
十九节，岂不知道你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人。
Verse 20.
因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身上荣耀神。
Here Paul encourage us.
这边保罗告诉勉励我们
，We have to live a holy life.
我们要过一个圣洁的生活。
This is the biggest challenge in the end time for believers.
在这个末世的时候，这是最难做到的。
Because nowadays there are lots of temptation.
因为在外面的社会有许多的引诱、
sexual immorality，
一些
淫乱的东西。
淫乱的东西。
However, Paul reminds us.
但是这边保罗提醒我们
，We belong to Jesus.
我们是属于神的。
However, we were born with a price.
我们是重价买来的。
Remember, Jesus did not buy us as a discount.
神不是在特价的时候买了你。
Lord Jesus did not buy us as a Boxing Day gift, very cheap. No.
不是在 Boxing Day 的时候买了我们。
Lord Jesus paid the full price.
他重价全价的买了下来。
What is the full price?
全价是什么呢
？His blood.
就是他的血。
He's been bleeding on the cross for more than 6 hours.
他在十字架上超过6个小时为我们流血。
Even after he died, the Roman soldiers still pierced his body.
甚至在他死了之后，罗马的兵丁用枪刺穿了他的肋旁。
The last bit of blood is still gushing out, water and blood coming out.
那个时候还有血和水从他的肋旁流了出来。
So Lord Jesus paid nothing less; he paid his all.
他重价买了我们。
Today, do we know about this?
今天你知道吗
？We are very expensive.
我们是重价买来的。
Now today we register. Oh, I want to have water baptism. The church did not charge us anything.
今天你签名说我要接受洗礼，教会没有给你收钱。
But it's not free.
但是不是免费的
？Jesus paid the price.
耶稣他已经付了。
So this belt has a high value.
所以这个腰带有重价。
To its master.
对这个主人来说是非常的贵重。
So this is the first teaching of the useful belt.
所以这个腰带有用的腰带，这就是第一点。
Secondly,
第二点。
Yes, it's very useful, but by nature, this belt is made of linen only. It's rough linen.
是的，这个腰带它非常的有用，但是它的本质就是一个麻布做成的。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢
？We are also very humble by nature.
就是说我们本来是非常卑贱的。
This body is very humble.
这个身体是非常的卑贱。
What does this body made of?
这个身体用什么做出来的呢
?It's made of dust.
从尘土做出来的。
After we die, we will return to dust.
死了之后这个身体回到了大地。
Yesterday I read an article of National Geographic.
昨天我从一个杂志上看到了一篇。
Nowadays, the autopsy, the science is very advanced.这个解剖学非常的那个验尸，
现在他的验尸解剖学非常的先进
啊。For example, nowadays, if during the crime scene there was a body lying there,
像说如果在一个
罪案现场，
罪案的现场你看到一个人躺在那边，
尸体了，不是人哈、
尸体躺在那边。
So how do they design, find out how long has this person died?
他们要怎么样发现说他死了多久？
Sometimes we don't know about this.
当然，大部分人都不知道。
But now they say there are many methods to date how long this body has died.
但是他们现在有很多验尸的方法可以知道他死了多久。
Right after a person stop breathing,
当一个人他停止呼吸之后
，become a dead body, lose the temperature.
成为了一个尸体。
Already the fly, the common blown fly, already start laying eggs on the dead body.
那开始苍蝇就会在这个尸体上产卵。
And then the larva will come.
然后就小虫
，and then we start eating the flesh.
然后就开始吃这个肉体。
And then the larva, they have a different time. After a while, they'll eat until a certain degree.
他们就会慢慢吃到一个温度之后。
If a 23 degrees room temperature, only after 2 or 3 days can reduce a body into a skeleton.
如果是23度的房间，在两三天之后就会变成剩下骨头
了。So they used the what kind of larva, what stage of their life to determine when did that person die.
所以他们就看这个虫它生长程度到哪里，知道这个人什么时候死
的。Anyway, just tell us after our last breath, after the spirit depart from the body.
就是告诉我们，当我们吸了最后一口气，灵魂离开的时候
，the body will start decompose.
这个身体就没有用了
，become dust，
就回到尘土。
So we are very humble by nature。
所以我们本质是非常卑贱的。
What is important？
重要的是什么呢
？What is precious？
尊贵的是什么
？Is inside the spirit，
是我们身体里面的灵魂。
If we are used by God，
如果我们为神所用的话
，If we believe in Jesus，
如果我们相信天上的耶稣
，Live a holy life，
活着一个圣洁的生活
，Inside the soul, the spirit very important。
那里面的灵魂就会非常的珍贵。
Let's turn to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4.
我们请看哥林多后书第四章。
Chapter 4, verse 7.
哥林多后书第四章的第七节，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Verse 8.
第八节，我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望。
Verse 9.
遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。
Verse 10.
身上要常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
Here is Paul's testimony.
在这边，保罗他向我们做见证。
He said, "We were very humble."
他说我们是卑贱的。
This, he said, just like a jar of clay.
就好像一个瓦器一样。
A jar of clay made of dust.
瓦器就是从土做成的。
Yes, sometimes very beautiful.
可能看起来非常的美丽。
But if you're not careful, drop it on the ground, it will just fall into pieces.
那不小心掉在地上，它就碎掉，碎掉了。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样。
Wow, we buy cosmetic, we buy clothes.
今天我们化妆品有很多漂亮的衣服。
But one day if this breath is lost,
当一天停止了呼吸之后
this become a dead body.
就变成了一个尸体。
So what is important?
什么才是重要的呢？
Verse 7 tells us, we have the treasure inside this jar of clay.
重要的是在这个瓦器里面藏着宝贝。
What is the precious?
宝贝是什么呢？
It's Holy Spirit.
就是神赐给我们的圣灵。
And also is the apostleship. Is God choose Paul and other worker to work for him?
那这个宝贝也就是神所交代给他的这个责任，使徒的一个责任。
So this rope, yes, is very humble. This rope, this belt could be very humble.
是的，这个腰带可能是非常卑贱的。
But very important.
但是它很重要。
If the belt is not there, the trousers fall off.
如果没有腰带，裤子就掉了下去。
So it's very important. But by nature, this belt is very humble. So we must be humble.
虽然这个腰带很重要，它的本质是卑贱的。
If we become proud,
所以我们也要非常的谦卑。
If we become proud,
如果你今天骄傲了。
If we become proud,
如果我们骄傲了。
Like the Israelites, no use, no use.
就好像那个时候的以色列人，那我们就无用了。
Because God said they become proud, so no use.
他说你们的大骄傲，你们没有用了。
Thirdly,
第三点
，this useful belt,
这个有用的腰带
，is closely tied to the master.
要紧贴着人腰。
Today, we follow Jesus Christ.
今天我们跟随耶稣。
But how far do we keep the distance?
但是我们离耶稣有多远
？Bible tells us we must be like a belt.
圣经告诉我们要像腰带一样。
Recently, I put on some weight after I come back.
最近我回来之后，有变重了一点。
entering middle age, so the tummy get bigger.
已经进入了中年，肚子变大一点点。
So sometimes I still want using the old hold, so I have to hold it tight.
然后可能本来想用腰带旧的那个洞，可是我就要很用力。
Wow, and I feel good. I still look thin.
很高兴，那这样看起来会比较苗条。
Nobody use a belt, use it very loosely.
没有人用一个腰带是给它松松的放在那边。
If you use it loosely, that means you're not using it.
如果你这样子的话，就根本就没有用了。
Use it tightly.
用着一个腰带，就是把它紧紧的绑在腰上。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样。
We choose to follow Lord Jesus Christ.
我们今天已经决定要来跟随耶稣。
Nobody force us.
没有人强迫你。
So if you follow,
如果你决定要的话
，follow closely.
就紧紧的跟随。
Don't follow far off.
不要。躲在后面
？Why？
为什么呢
？Because he said, "Oh, keep a safe distance. I don't want to be too involved."
有些人说，我就在后面看就好了，不要想要参与太多。
Let's look at one example.
我们来看一个
例子。
例子。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy 25.
我们来看《生命记》的第二十五章。
Deuteronomy 25.
生命记二十五章
，verse 18.
十八节。
Deuteronomy 25.Verse 17.
我们从十七节这边看。
25:17.
十七节，你们要纪念你们出埃及的时候，亚玛利人在路上怎么样待你？他们在路上遇见你，趁你贫乏困倦，击杀你近后边软弱的人，并不敬畏神。
He told us how did the enemy of Israel, the Amalekite, devour some of the Israelites.
那个时候，以色列的敌人亚玛利人，他们是怎样来攻击他们的人呢
？They know if they confront Israelites face to face, they will never win Israelites.
他们知道，如果从正面的话，他们不能够得胜。
Why? Because when they fight Israel, then Moses go up to the mountain, lift the hand and pray, and then Israelites won.
因为他们跟以色列人打仗的时候，摩西到山顶上举起手来祷告，以色列人就战胜了。
Face to face confronting Israel, never win.
所以他们正面跟以色列人打仗，从来没有赢过一次。
But they never give up.
但是他们不放弃。
I cannot warn you in the front, but I can go to your back door.
我正面不行，我从后面来。
This is the scheme of Lord, is devil.
魔鬼也是这样子的。
Yes, he know confronting us, we will not fear him.
正面攻击的话，我们不会怕他。
We can pray the Lord Jesus cast out demon.
我们祷告，靠着圣灵赶鬼。
We must win against him.
我们一定要来得胜。
But devil knew how to trick us.
但是魔鬼知道怎么样来欺骗。
He'll go to the back.
他从后面来。
Find those who are a little bit tired.
那些在后面软弱的人。
A little bit disappointed.
在后面困乏比较慢的人。
And those who do not follow very closely.
没有紧紧跟随留在后面的人。
Attack them.
攻击他们。
Kill them.
把他们杀了。
Sometime after they were killed, they were not even discovered.
有时候他们被击杀之后，其他的人没有发现。
Today, have you know about this?
你今天知道吗
？Devil is at our back door sometimes.
魔鬼就在我们的后门那边。
Maybe devil is at the back door of the weakest member in our family.
可能他是在我们一位比较软弱的弟兄姐妹
家里的人。Maybe the weakest member in the church.
那个在比较软弱的信徒家里。
And that weaker member could be you or me.
那个软弱的信徒可能就是你我。
If we do not follow closely,
如果我们没有紧紧的跟随耶稣
，Jesus already foretold Peter, "You disown me three times."
耶稣那个时候已经告诉彼得，你将三次的不认我。
But Peter said, "No, it's never, never."
耶稣彼得说到死都不会。
But it happens.
但是还是这样子发生。
Why?
为什么
？Let's turn to Luke chapter 22.
我们请看路加福音第二十二章。
The book of Luke chapter 22.
路加福音第二十二章。
Verse 54.
我们来看第五十四节。
Luke chapter 22 verse 54.
路加福音二十二章的五十四节。他们拿住耶稣把他带到大祭司的宅里，彼得远远的跟着。
Verse 55.
他们在院子里生了火，一同坐着，彼得也坐在他们中间。
56.
有一个使女来看见彼得坐在火光里，就定睛看他说，这人素来也是同那人一伙的。
57.
彼得却不承认说，女子，我不认识他。
Here is how Peter denied Lord Jesus Christ.
这边就是彼得如何的来不认神。
Peter has the heart for Jesus.
他心里愿意。
But why he failed?
但是为什么他会失败了呢
？He have the struggle in his heart.
他在心里面挣扎。
He want to follow closely, but he don't have the heart.
他想要紧紧地跟随耶稣，但是他害怕了。
But he dare not to run away.
但是他也不想要逃跑。
It's okay, keep it middle, moderate.
所以他就远远地跟着。
That's why, therefore, say, okay, you follow so far away, I can come to tempt you.
所以魔鬼说，你这样远远地跟着，我就可以来攻击你。
Eventually, he denied Lord Jesus for three times.
所以他就三次的不认主。
So today we are the same, brother and sister.
今天弟兄姐妹，我们也是一样的。
Most of the time, we are not stronger than Peter.
很多时候，我们甚至不如彼得。
We are weak.
我们非常的软弱。
Yes, is it okay? We are weak.
是的，大家可能都有软弱的时候。
But we have to follow Jesus closely.
但是我们要紧紧的跟随耶稣。
But sometimes we are far behind. What happened? What can we do?
有时候我们已经离得很远了，我们要怎么做呢
？That's why the church need fellowship.
那就是为什么教会需要有这个团契。
We need to care about each other.
我们要关心各旁边的弟兄姐妹。
We need to talk to each other.
我们要互相的常常有沟通。
We need the problem and burden of each other.
我们要来分享，互相担当这个重担。
Then we can overcome.
这样子我们就能够得胜。
So we have to be this useful belt.
我们要成为有用的腰带。
So what is the result of this useful belt?
那这个有用的腰带结论是什么呢？结果
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 13 verse 11。
我们来看回来耶利米书13章的第11节。耶和华说，腰带怎样紧贴人腰，照样我也使以色列全家和犹大全家紧贴我，好叫他们属我为子民，使我得名声，得颂赞，得荣耀。他们却不肯听。
Is the expectation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这边也神对他们的期望就是这样子的。
If we are belt tightly bound to the master,
如果我们成为腰带紧贴着我们主人的腰
the master will be glorified.
这样我们的主人就能够得到颂赞荣耀。
Sometimes you wear a nice belt.
有一天你如果穿戴着一个比较好的漂亮的腰带
people praise you, wow, it looks good on you.
别人就会称赞你说你穿的腰带很好看。
As a man, if he put on a belt,
如果一个男人他穿上了腰带
you make your waist smaller, you feel energetic.
你的腰变得比较瘦，你觉得更有力。
So you bring glory.
得到了荣耀。
So today is the same.
今天也是一样。
The belt itself has no glory.
这个腰带本身没有荣耀。
But we have to bring glory to our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个腰带是要把荣耀带到他的主人耶稣身上。
Be a useful one.
成为一个有用的腰带。
Do not be a rotten and useless one.
不要成为那个坏掉毫无用处的腰带。
So what is that belt?
腰带是什么？
Finally, let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
最后我们来看以弗所书。
The book of Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书的第六章。
We all need to be this kind of belt.
我们要成为这样子的一种腰带。
Chapter 6 verse 14.
第十四节，所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
So here tell us the belt of the gospel.
这边就是真理的带子。
So in Vancouver Church, we need lots of very tight belt to preach the gospel.
在这边的教会，温哥华教会，我们要需要很多的腰带。
Thank God, in the past 3 months, we have monthly evangelical service.
感谢神，在过去的三个月当中，我们每个月都有布道会。
And thank God, we have some truth seeker who came.
那感谢神，也有一些慕道者来参加。
This is the right direction.
这个就是一个好的方向。
We have to continue doing it.
我们要继续的走向这个方向。
But we have to ask ourselves, have I invited someone to come?
我们也要问一下自己，我们有没有努力过找人来
？Have I prayed for someone which I would like him or her to come?
我们有没有为这个人祷告过？
Sometimes we say, "Oh, just pray for the evangelical service."
有时候说就为这件事情祷告吧。
But pray for the evangelical service is not enough.
但是如果只有为这个布道会祷告还不够。
We have to open our mouth to invite the people to come.
我们要张开我们的嘴巴，邀请这个人来参加。
Give them salvation.
是要给他们救恩的。
So 2007 is coming.
2007年即将来到。
What is our determination?
我们的目标立志什么
？Determine year 2007. I want.To preach to someone and bring them to church.
我们要立志在2007年最少带一个人来到教会。
Otherwise, when Lord Jesus asks me in future,
不然以后当耶稣问你的时候
，Brother Timothy,
提摩太弟兄
，You've been believing Jesus for so many years.
你信了我那么多年。
How many souls have you won for me?
你赢了多少的生命
？People told me working on a sales is not easier.
有人告诉我做一个
营业员很不容易，
营业员不容易。
Especially those sell houses, realtor, every week have meeting.
尤其是卖房子的，他们每个月都要来开会，
每个礼拜啊，
每个礼拜。
Every week the boss say how many listing, how many house, no house, no sale. Wow, the boss face really difficult.
每个礼拜，看老板就问你说你卖了多少出去。
At least 没有 listing 啊，有没有有没有那个帮人家卖的，有没有可以卖的机会？
有没有找到人？有没有去寻找客户
？No listing, no deal, no trade. Wow, the boss like a bitter melon face.
如果没有的话，老板他的脸色就不好看。
Lord Jesus, ask us the same thing.
耶稣也是照样的问我们。
At least have you tried? Have you tried?
你有没有试过了
？Don't just pray. Pray enough. Try to invite someone.
不只是要祷告，我们祷告够了，要开始出去。
Of course, continue to pray for it.
当然也要继续的祷告。
2007, we ask the Lord to make us to become a very good gospel belt.
所以在2007年，祈求神让我们每个人成为一条真理的带子。
Don't become a useless castaway belt.
不要成为坏掉、被人丢弃的带子。
May all glory be to God.
愿一切的荣耀归于神。
Let's sing hymn 390.
唱诗390首。